right.
Well, hello, this is Kim Penzone with Horizon Partners Wealth Management, and I am coming to you from Upper Arlington, Ohio. And this is another version of David's newsletter that was written on June 15th, and it's June 24th, so we're a little bit past this, but I still think there's a lot of good information in here, and if you don't want to read this and you just want to listen, I'm going to read it to you. So David talks about, he's got three different sections here. He always leads off with quotes, so I'm going to start with the quotes, and then we will go into the sections and hopefully wrap it all up at the end. So he starts out with a quote from Anton Ego, the food critic from the movie Ratatouille. And he says, "After reading a lot of overheated puffery about your new cook, you know what I'm craving? A little perspective. That's it. I'd like some fresh, clear, well-seasoned perspective. Can you suggest a good wine to go with that?" And the next quote is from John Keating, who was the character name in Dead Poets Society, played by Robin Williams. "I stand upon my desk to remind myself we must constantly look at things in a different way. Just when you think you know something, you have to look at it in another way. Even if it might seem silly or wrong, you must try." Next quote is from Bill Walsh, who wrote the book The Score Takes Care of Itself. He says, "The culture precedes the positive results. It doesn't get tacked on as an afterthought on your way to the victory stand." And the last quote, "Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is perspective, not the truth." And that's by Marcus Aurelius. So in David's first section, perspective, bay leaves, flowers, economic Rorschach tests, and dead poets. He starts by saying, "I probably should stop preempting these notes that seem random in nature at first, because it seems I write more of these types than the others. But I still feel the need to ask for your trust that this will be worth your time. Britannica has the following definition of perspective. Perspective. Number one, a way of thinking about and understanding something, such as a particular issue or life in general. He helped us see the problem from a new perspective. Parentheses equals angle or point of view, end parentheses. He had complete change of perspective after his illness. Number two, a condition in which a person knows which things are important and does not worry or think about unimportant things. He had lost all sense of perspective and believed that his life was ruined. Seeing how difficult their lives are has really put my problems into perspective. B, the ability to understand which things are truly important and which things are not. Try to maintain your perspective and not get too worried about it. And then three, the angle or direction that a person uses to look at an object. She drew the building from several different perspectives. From this perspective, the city looks peaceful. Next section, David starts, bay leaves, flowers, or active 86-year-old. So recently, my brother-in-law down in Louisiana sent us a picture of my mother in the back of the garden amongst herbs and flowers, harvesting bay leaves to dry out and bring up here in a couple of weeks when she comes up for Peggy's retirement party and Eli's graduation party. It was actually a very good picture, and we even mentioned that it looked almost professionally done. It wasn't, but the light, setting, and the moment were just right. Our daughter mentioned that it looked quite artistic. Well, a group chat emerged where my sister commented, "I wonder if she knows she's stepping on my flowers." I responded, "You can't eat those, so they are collateralized damage in service to better culinary outcomes for people in multiple states." She quipped back, "But I would rather look at my flowers than eat." I replied, "Whenever I look at gardens, I think about what I can eat from it, pretty or not." Jana chimed in, "I looked at the photo and saw a healthy, active 86-year-old. Goals." My sister replied with one word, "Perspective." I said, "It's a Rorschach test." She finished with, "Exactly, perspective." Now, I might get in trouble with my sister for sharing the flower story, but it's for a good cause, and we don't sugarcoat much in our family. It did get me to thinking just how three different people can see the same photo, yet actually see three very different views. In discussing it, Jaina mentioned a recent podcast that highlighted that we potentially see colors and experience smells very differently on an individual basis from person to person, despite our belief that red is red and smoke is smoke for everyone universally. It seems that how things are observed varies greatly. We all experience things differently. We all have unique perspective. So the next section, David talks about conversations with Max, parentheses, fake name, a revealing perspective. A couple of months back, I was on a call with Max for a portfolio review. Almost all of you know from similar discussions and reviews that we have called out the striking differences between 2022 and 2023. In 2022, value companies, shorter maturity bonds and inflation beneficiaries did much better than growth, long maturity bonds and disinflationary beneficiaries. 2023 reversed that with the AI-led tech stocks sucking up most of the oxygen in the markets. Our ongoing discussion has been that we think the next decade might look a lot more like 2022 than 2023 for a number of factors. And he says, see best 2 out of 3 that we sent on 12/23/23. But that's not where we're going with this one. Well, we were talking about a multitude of factors that were rhyming with past bubble peaks. I said, Max, our main job is not to make you wealthy, but to keep you wealthy. Some of you might have heard me say this before, but for some reason this resonated with him. Something clicked that hadn't before. He understood our discussion better because of hearing our different perspective. We have often said that you can maximize gains or you can minimize risks. You can't have both. What we do in wealth and portfolio management is view each client's goals and objectives through a risk mitigating lens. If there are two paths that get us to the same place and one is less volatile and less risky, we will take the less volatile path every time. That is the path of least amount of anxiety and remorse at times of maximum risk. It is the path of true sustainability, resilience, and durability through all kinds of market regimes. It is the path to growing and protecting multi-generational wealth by avoiding outsized losses. That is our perspective. This is how we view the financial world, not as a casino, but as an ecosystem that requires respect, patience, and an appreciation of the lessons of the past. Last section by David, O Captain, My Captain. One of the more memorable scenes in Dead Poets Society is when Robin Williams' character forces his students to stand atop their desks so that they could gain a different perspective of the classroom and potentially the world around them. Later, they stood atop their desks and addressed him with, O Captain, My Captain, in protest of the school firing him. Have you ever been perplexed by how someone you knew pretty well reacted to something seemingly out of character for them? Later, did you find out that they were in a car wreck or lost in the woods as a child or a grandparent had died of cancer or a parent's business burned down or went bankrupt or they grew up on a farm with chickens? Did learning that new information possibly explain the contradiction? By learning their perspective, did you better understand their behavior? Did things make more sense in hindsight? How can so many financial professionals and reporters all see the same data and come away with diametrically opposed viewpoints? How can some people claim inflation is falling while others see that only the rate of inflation's increase is slowing? There is a big difference. How can ISM, or Institute of Supply Management, and PMI, Purchasing Managers Index, reports, which try to measure the same economic activity, have one report indicate an expanding economy and the other a slowing economy? How can the BLS, or Bureau of Labor Statistics, produce two different reports that can be viewed as both strong and weak at the same time? How can two people look at a stock that starts with an N and ends with an A that seems to have gone parabolic and vertical recently, and one see a nonstop sure thing and the other a bubble pattern that has repeated over and over throughout history? Some of these distinctions are in the details, but much of it is that it depends on one's perspective and or one's motivation as well. I like to think that we are not optimists nor pessimists, but realists. We are playing the long game. We view the world of wealth management as helping to navigate through all kinds of cycles while growing, protecting, and passing on your family's wealth. When you think about the perspective, keeping you wealthy versus trying to make you wealthy, I think our viewpoints probably make a lot more sense. Swinging for the fences produces some home runs, but plenty of strikeouts. We are looking for singles, doubles, walks, hit by pitches, and even the other team's errors to take advantage of just no strikeouts. We will continue to manage for the next 30 years, not the next 30 days. We will stay disciplined, stay focused. And that's it. Hope you enjoyed the reading. See you the next time.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.